You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website builtforthestage.com or click the link in the description of this episode and you can work for 7 days with your own Broadway fitness coach on an online app. So check it out. No catch, no gimmicks, builtforthestage.com. If you like Built for the Stage podcast, please rate, subscribe, and leave a comment. It'd be greatly appreciated. All right, please enjoy this conversation. Ishell Cuellar. She made her Broadway debut in Finding Neverland and now is the swing on Mean Girls that I just saw a couple nights ago. It was fab. And yeah, can't wait to chat with her about it. Ishell, what's up?
Hi, what's up? How are you?
Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast.
Yeah.
A part of Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, hey.
Make sure you go to BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com and you can check out Built for the Stage as well as a plethora of other amazing theater, arts, all things performing and behind the scenes podcasts. All right, Ishell. You're from the West Coast.
San Francisco, baby.
San Fran.
Yeah.
Now that, how long have you been on the East Coast?
I moved here for college. I went to Penn State in 2012. I started and I graduated in 2016. So I've been here a good while now.
You went to Penn State for musical theater?
For musical theater, yeah.
That was on my list. I was accepted to Penn State.
Yeah.
I did not go, though.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
Oh, nice.
Just the neighboring state from the
good rival old, school, Ohio State.
Good old Pennsylvania. That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, one of my good friends is a We Are Nittany Lion.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, now that you have so much pride in Penn State, are you a West Coaster or East Coaster?
A West Coaster.
So you have not, you haven't been converted.
I don't think so. It's kind of, my mom's from Long Island, so I feel like a little bit of half and half.
Uh-huh.
But I do love the warm weather all year round, for sure. They got me with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're in San Fran until you graduated high school.
Until I graduated high school, yeah.
And then you went across the country to Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. How was that transition?
It was a total culture shock. Because I went to a public arts high school in San Francisco. We didn't have any sports teams. We didn't have any of that kind of normal high school lifestyle situation. So when I got to Penn State, I was like, oh my goodness, what did I get myself into? Which it was something that I didn't know that I needed. Growing up in San Francisco, I just kind of like lived in this really beautiful kind of like liberal bubble of arts and culture. And so it was kind of nice to go to a town that's called State College, Pennsylvania, and it's about the school, and they thrive on sports and the football team, and I've never gone to that many football games in my life before, so that was really fun, and it was a totally different experience than what I'd had grown up with, so it took me out of my comfort zone and made me grow in a way that I didn't expect going to college.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. You're a swing in Mean Girls, right?
Yes.
And you were also a swing in Finding Neverland, right?
Yes. So I was a vacation swing of Finding Neverland Broadway. I joined the tour as an ensemble member, and I covered Peter Pan and Wendy. I started as a vacation swing with Mean Girls Broadway, and I was kind of the vacation swing that never left, and I was there for a full year. Then now I just started rehearsals to swing and dance captain the national tour.
What makes you a good swing?
Not taking yourself too seriously.
Okay.
I have a not necessarily type A personality, but I like to be really good at my job. So I work really hard, but I do know that there's going to be moments on stage where I mess up and I'm not perfect. So, like, the ability to laugh at yourself and just be like, you know what? I'll get it right the next time instead of being really hard on yourself.
Yeah.
I think that has really alleviated a lot of my stress. It's, like, my own pressure that I put on myself.
Yeah, I think that's, like, invaluable probably as a swing.
Yeah, for sure. Because you're never going to be perfect. Right. It's, like, the most humbling job I've ever had, and you can have three good shows in one track and then a surprise new track that you haven't done in 6 months, you're like, ah!
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's just like the most dropped in and present I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. The ship might go off course or be a little bumpy, but right. just don't sink the ship.
Right.
That's it. Just
yeah. keep and the it's ship all afloat. A mind game. Yeah. I love swinging for that reason. It's just totally a mind game because you can get from point A to point Z. Mm-hmm. You just have to trust yourself.
What's one of your favorite or maybe most exciting, like, you're on moments? Did you have any last minute, like, hey, you're going to go on right now?
I went on in the middle of a show once for someone who got injured. I was like, okay, here we go. But let's see. I guess just a text message when you're, like, at the gym or, like, hanging with friends. Like, okay, you're on. I'm like, I need to review, or I don't have time. I have to get to the theater and start doing my pin curls. Mm-hmm. But I don't have any moment that I'm like, that was so terrifying. I don't think.
In the middle of the show, the one that you were called on in the middle of the show, what type of, did you have to do any last minute prep other than just with yourself? Was there any like getting together with other cast members?
There was no time. Just because it was the show had already started.
Which show was this?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, okay.
Oh, Finding Neverland, I do have one that I...
There it is.
I was like, oh, it was my last show with the Broadway company of Finding Neverland, and I didn't have a scheduled swing on, and they called me that morning, and they were like, hey, we know that you haven't ever done this track before, but do you want to go on for it? And I was like, sure. And this was like an hour or something before the show, and I had never... looked at the track, thought about this track before. I had done other tracks, but I hadn't done that one. And that was a wild ride of like kind of a process of elimination. I'm like, okay, if I know this person is here and this person is here, I need to be somewhere in between them. And this person goes upstage with that person. It's just kind of like being overly aware of your surroundings to figure out where to be on stage.
Yeah.
And the Mean Girls one, I really just had to prepare myself and trust that I knew the information because I had been on for that track before, so it was totally different, but I didn't have time to communicate with anybody else, so it's really just dropping in and being super present.
I love those scene transitions in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
The in and out of the class.
The cafeteria tables, the desks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The way the bedroom comes
for
in.
For sure. Yeah.
I love the choreography on the food trays.
Yeah. Dropped many a food tray, fallen in many a desk.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes I get too excited with the desks and I'll be like rolling on at the end of the opening number and I just like tip my desk. I'm like, oh, okay, you got to get back up.
Uh-huh. You tip the desk over.
Mm-hmm. Like yeah, I've done it like four or five times.
You're like a freshman.
Yeah, it's like, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was supposed to happen.
Yeah, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool. It's fine, it's fine. Everyone, I'm a cool girl.
All the cast should yell like freshman.
Yeah, right. Rookie.
So you tumble. How long does it take to get up? It's not like this. It's a clunky desk, right?
Yeah. I mean, the desk has fallen while I have not been in it multiple times. Really.
I'm picturing you out, like Humpty Dumpty.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I've also done that on the stage. I've like fully like rolled across the stage like a contemporary dance. I like rolled my ankle and I just like rolled across. It was actually my Mean Girls debut on Broadway. Nice. I fell. So that was really fun.
Okay, cool. What's your favorite track right now in Mean Girls that you like to cover?
Ooh, I have two. I like the crying girl track.
Okay,
the girl who is really weepy at the end of the fight. I just love that. That was the first track I learned in Mean Girls, so I have kind of a love for it because it like just feels like. It was my first. Never forget your first. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and it just feels at home when I do it. And then she has some really fun lines and features. And so it's kind of fun to get to play with those.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you, so Aaron's one of my clients.
Yeah.
Aaron Alcaraz. Yeah. What's up, fam? What's up?
Hi.
Have you and Aaron ever swung in on the same show?
No. We actually just missed each other because I took a little break before I started with the touring company. So he started rehearsals during my last month or my last couple weeks. So he hadn't started performances yet until after I left.
Got it. All right, Aaron. That's it for you. See you later. See you later, man. Also, J.C. Schuster. Do you know him from Finding Neverland? Maybe you didn't cross.
Mm-mm.
Well, hey, J.C.
Hey, what's up?
We'll edit you out.
FNL fam.
Later, dude. Maybe another time. those were my two connections that I thought maybe you had known. Obviously, you know Aaron. Mm-hmm. So, but I wanted to ask, when you're in between those two shows, Neverland and Mean Girls, what was the pursuit of the next show like? So this is Built for the Stage is a Broadway fitness brand. Mm-hmm. So I try to parallel the journey of fitness, of the ups and downs, the struggles, mm-hmm. with the tough times of a theater career. So yeah, tell us a little bit about just like you close or you're done with Neverland, mm-hmm. and then you're just pounding the pavement until Mean Girls.
It was a really bizarre transition because I actually was very lucky and had kind of a freak accident where I booked Finding Neverland Broadway before I graduated college. So I was at Penn State and my best friend went to an ECC of Finding Neverland and she had never been to an ECC before. And she had asked me if I would go with her because I had been to one or two before. And just to kind of guide her through, I went, I had a callback, I ended up booking the show and leaving school a little early to do it. I still got to graduate because it, like, all the stars aligned and I finished all my credits. So I never really got to, like, chill off of having graduated college. I was kind of on this, like, ongoing adrenaline rush that was just climbing up this mountain. So when... then I did Finding Neverland Broadway. We got our closing notice my first week there. So we kind of knew that that was wrapping up. I had booked Pittsburgh CLO. So as soon as I finished Finding Neverland Broadway, I went to Pittsburgh CLO. And then in August of 2016, I finally was like, okay, I'm going to the city and I'm like a new kid here. And I kind of had a huge adrenaline crash. I had really, really had an incredible time in college, and I got to make my Broadway debut. It was something that I never imagined happening so quickly. So I didn't really know where to start because I was like, I have this credit, but I still feel extremely green because it also felt like a dream. Like I felt like kind of blacked out for the whole time only because I was so hit in the face with that experience that I didn't really take time to like enjoy it for what it was. I was just like, I have to impress these people. I have to do my job. I have to do it well. And I only had 4 days to learn the whole show of Finding Neverland. I got the call on a Friday. I started rehearsal Tuesday. I made my debut that Friday. So it was just kind of a huge whirlwind. And then when I started, I didn't really know what to do. I got a job waitressing. I got a job at a fitness studio. And that kind of centered me in a way just to have somewhere to be every day. But then that hustle and balance of waitressing at night, working a fitness job in the morning, then auditioning all day, and then repeat is so taxing and draining on your body and your mind. And you just have like, you're a bag lady. I was a bag lady. I just had a million bags.
We have Broadway Podcast Network bags. They're on the website, everyone, broadwaypodcastnetwork.com. And they're spacious. So if you're going to auditions, gym, work, it's got enough space in there. So check it out.
All right. So you were a bag lady.
Bag lady through the city. Just
zoom in on that a little bit. The mental side of like, how did you stick with it where the days were like, oh, I don't want to go to this audition because I'm so tired from work. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you go? Or were there days that you didn't? Like,
yeah, there were definitely days where I had to find the balance. Because I think that in my first year was really figuring out how to be my best in those audition rooms. And at first, I was going to be like, I would have to go to every audition. Or I thought I had to go to every audition. And then I started realizing that if I was worn too thin and I was going into these audition rooms, I wasn't giving a good performance. And then I wouldn't book these jobs or I would leave bizarre impressions on people of things that I wasn't necessarily proud of. So I started having to get a little bit more honest with myself. And I don't want to say selective with my auditions because if I could, I would have loved to have gone to every audition. But just be a little bit honest with what I had to give that day and what I had to do to pay my bills and pay my rent that month. So sometimes I was like, I really want to book this show. So I'm going to go, even if I'm exhausted. I'm going to get a coffee. I'm going to get a coconut water and do this. And some days I'd be like, you know what? It'd be okay if I didn't get a callback for this show or kind of stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you said something about when you were in Neverland that you couldn't fully take it in because you're always like, oh, I got to do a great job. This is my first gig. I have to impress people. And now you're in Mean Girls. And a part of Mean Girls is this topic of like fitting in and impressing everyone around you. How do you walk into an audition room and alleviate the pressure of trying to please the people behind the table?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I recently have kind of learned to be completely unapologetically yourself in the audition room and really do what feels right in your gut. And even if that song is not necessarily right for the show, but if it's right for you and you love it and you do it really well, then they're going to see that and then maybe ask for more, something that's better for the show. But because there's something so beautiful about the harmony of if you're yourself and somebody sees that and likes that, that's when you have a good match. That's when you book a show that ends up being one of those life-changing shows or something that really feels right. But if you're trying to fit into somebody else's box or into somebody else's world that isn't authentically you, and we're all actors, so we can all be different characters and we all do our homework in order to do what we have to do in the audition room, but be yourself and make the choices that feel right to you and smart to you. And if they love that, that's when you find that harmony. But if not, it's somebody else's gig and that's really cool for them too. And somebody else booking a job is not taking a job away from me. There's so many jobs.
Amazing. So you had just said about making your own choices, being your own person. Now you're in rehearsals for the tour, same show that's on Broadway.
Same show.
How, now that you're on the other side, meaning you've been in the Broadway production, but now you're on the tour, there might be some new people in the room. What exciting or like new things that are happening that you're like, oh, this is so fresh, or this is,
what's going on? I'm having so much fun watching this incredible new cast and how they interpret these lines and these scenes, because it's still the same words for the most part. We have changed some of it. But it's really cool to see how they interpret this same character and what words they choose to emphasize and what body language they choose to do. It's so much fun because I'm like, oh, this is a different person filling into this mold, into this puzzle piece, and it totally works. Mm. It's really exciting and really fresh and really cool.
Cool. Last thing, one more thing.
Yeah.
You're doing an ensemble track now for the tour.
Swinging.
Oh, swinging that too.
Swinging and dance captain.
Okay, now you weren't dance captain for the other show because you're a vacation swinger, right? Okay, so you're dance captaining now. Okay, so that's a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to this next question.
Cool.
Are you organized? You have to be a very organized person. Maybe not in your apartment or life, but like your job.
Yes theater. And no. Yes.
Because if you're right now on the tour, we were just talking about you're the dance captain and you're a swing.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I guess at times it might work hand in hand. It might be good because you're like, oh, I have to learn this anyways because I am them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, now you're not just worrying about yourself and the multiple things you're doing, but you're worrying about yourself and the multiple things you're doing for the other people that you have to be worried about what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah,
baby. Man, ouch.
I have always loved homework, which I think is why I enjoy swinging, because there's a lot of homework to be done. And I have a million, like in my notes app on my computer, there's like a million notes of like, this number, these are the rules for the opening number. And for the finale, these are the rules. Like you always step with your outstage foot. So that has been really helpful. And then for my 8 female ensemble tracks that I'm relearning to mold to the tour, I have tabs and color codes for traffic and entrances and exits and costume changes and how much time you have for this. And So I have to be extremely organized in a way that I don't think necessarily comes supernaturally to me, but it's something that I enjoy fighting the fight to get good at, if that makes sense. Because I think there are people who are brilliant swings just by nature. They can look at something, pick it up, reverse it. Same with dance captains. And I was so nervous to dance captain this show. Almost to the point where I was having anxiety before rehearsal started, because the show is a lot. I mean, you've seen it. It's super prop heavy, super dance heavy. And there are things that I simply cannot control. And there is so much for your eyeballs to digest. So like if I'm noting the show, I have to watch something 10 times just to like make sure that I'm seeing everything that's actually happening. So I'm really enjoying, and I have enjoyed with swinging, fighting the fight to be good at your job. And I'm trying to fight that fight with being a dance captain. It's like, how can I make the effort to be the best at my job that I can be?
Awesome. Thanks, Ishelle. So if you're out there and you're coming to New York City, make sure you see Mean Girls on Broadway. But if you're not, Ishelle might be coming to you on the national tour of Mean Girls. So make sure that you buy those tickets and see Ishelle in Mean Girls. Thanks for being on Built for the Stage podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, guys, that'll do it on Built for the Stage podcast. Please don't forget to go to BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com. Check us out. Check out all the cool things going on as far as all the other podcasts. My new friends, my buddies. Also, don't forget about Broadway's Fittest. If you're an actor and you're into fitness and you want to do a fun fitness competition, go to @BuiltForTheStage and tap Broadway's Fittest and sign up. If you're not into fitness, it doesn't matter. Come anyways. It's a social. It's a mixer. All right? We're here for the fun of it. Yeah. And one more thing. What's the other thing? Oh, the free trial. If you're like, what is this Built for the Stage thing? I don't get it. I don't know what it is. Go to builtforthestage.com. Fill out your name and email. Really simple. And then we'll hook it up with a free trial. Or go to Instagram @builtforthestage. Follow us and then shoot me a DM and we can hook it up from there. All right, guys, Built for the Stage podcast. It's me, Roscoe. Over.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.